Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
You know, we do our silly little radio show every day and we sit in the studio and we just try and laugh and have a good time and help you in your day and, to be honest with you, help ourselves in our day. And you kind of forget that there's a whole world outside that listens to the show that has become a part of our family on this show. And there are more people listening to the show today than ever in the history of this radio station. Mm-hmm. It's just been so much fun to see the growth of the show and everybody on the show and you being a part of the show and sharing your lives. And so on Friday, I had an appearance at Amigo's Mexican Cantina, Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar, North Shore Mall.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful spot. If you get a chance, locally owned, wonderful family and their business partner started it. It was great. But hearing the stories from people that came out to say hello, it was really just a steady flow of people. And when I left there, I was just so moved by all of the stories that people had shared.
Yeah. It's so nice to hear. Like, people will tell you, I've been listening since I was in grade school and now I have a job and, like, you know, things like that. It just makes you feel old, but it makes you feel really good that you've been in someone's life that long. It's wild.
There was a mom and her daughter. I think the daughter's name was Hannah, and she's out of college working. And she's like, yeah, we listen in the car, like, to elementary school.
Yeah.
And now she's off.
I know.
Living her life. This one couple showed up with their daughter. It's probably 3 or 4 years old. And she's like, hey, remember my husband? He dressed up as a Hooters girl. Hooters Mike. And I was like, yeah, I think I do.
I'm going to need to see a picture to jog my memory.
I still haven't seen the picture. I asked her to text it into the studio. I want to see the picture.
I contend it had to have been before Dan started because Dan remembers pretty much everything.
Right.
You got a mind like a steel trap.
So it could be 15, 16 years
ago. Yeah, right. I came in January 2013, so it was probably in the before times.
Somewhere between 2009 and 2013.
Love it. I love it.
And so we have Mike from Worcester, and he wanted to, I guess, share a similar story. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Carson.
How's it going this morning? What's up?
Oh, fine. I was just, I had texted Dan a little bit of my story of starting to listen to Carson and Kennedy, so he asked me to call in and just kind of share it with you guys.
Give it to me.
So I first started listening when my then-fiancé, now-wife, Katie, and I started driving to work together because we were both teachers, but then she started working at the school that I was teaching at. So we were driving every morning, and she hooked me in through TBK. Our first date was to trivia. We love trivia. Since gone on to go 2-0 against Kennedy.
Let's go.
Talk your talk, Mike.
And so, you know, our lives have changed a lot since then. You know, we're married. We have two kids, Lily, who's almost 2, and Henry, who's almost 3 weeks old. And then, you know, whenever I would go on Campy Kennedy and win, you know, my mom was my biggest cheerleader, and she would share the links to it on Facebook and Instagram and, you know, all that great stuff. And we lost her unexpectedly at the start of this year. Sorry. And thank you. You know, it's tough, especially this week, but I know she's smiling, and I know, you know, she would appreciate me calling in and telling you about this when I heard that you were doing this segment. And then, you know, the week of Mother's Day just makes me realize how lucky I am to have her and how lucky I am that Katie's the mother of our two kids.
That was really sweet.
It's a little dusty in here, Dan.
Thank you.
I'm going to need a minute.
That was very kind. Thank you for sharing
you,
that
Mike
with us.
Katie
and for sharing
thank you
your mom with us. Yeah.
Thank you for still listening.
Of course. Right. Always.
Yeah. Right.
Have a great day, my friend.
Right. Next time Mike calls in, just heads up, Dan, on that one. I was just thinking about Lana's mom, too, obviously, with Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's a tough week.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And that's, again, that it just goes back to what I was saying. We kind of forget. We sit, we're kind of secluded in here. You know,
yeah,
we just
sit in a box.
We sit in a box. And, you know, we know you're listening. We can see, according to the boss, Sal. He's like, don't worry. Lots of people are listening. Everything's good.
He definitely tells us when you're not listening.
Right. Which hasn't happened in a while, to be honest, Dan. Corey, our good friend from Medford.
Hey, buddy. I know your story.
Hey, guys. Hey. Well, I started listening to you guys when you first got here to Boston. You know, clock radio woke me up one morning, and I looked at it and said, who the heck are these people?
Where's Landa?
And then you came to one of the first appearances that we ever had.
Yeah, I showed, you know, Carson had some extra tickets for the home show.
Yeah.
And showed up with this blonde guy I had just started dating, who we're now married. So.
That's so cool.
Corey has been ride or die since day one.
And we love it.
Even after Dan coming to his house with a terrible meal.
Yeah, you're the only listener I've ever spent Thanksgiving with, that's for sure.
Special
Dan, you're always welcome here. Hi.
You are the best, Corey. We thank you so much for sharing so much of your life with us. It means so much.
Thanks, love.
That's good stuff. Thank you, Corey. Text from the 508, Kennedy. Morning, gang. I started at a temp job at my job in November 2008, full-time in January 2009, and I've unhappily driven to work and happily driven to work, still waiting on that promotion. But every January, I celebrate my work anniversary with you all since coming to Mix.
Aww.
And all that's come in between that. What a ride. Yeah, so I just, you know, I'm very appreciative of, you know, everybody that supports all of other things. But it hit me this week. And there was another woman that came out, Donna. Donna is a grandmother. She brought, I think, grandkids and other family. They all came out. None of them listened to the show, knew anything about us. And I just went and sat at their table for about 20 minutes. Just, we were all talking just about life and about Donna and how, you know, she just loves the show and listens every day and has been listening since day one. And like I said, I just walked out of that place and I felt so good. And I'm just, we're appreciative.
We are.
Of you.
So the, grateful.
They're a part of this every day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.